Welcome back. You are listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in with you today. And we have right now on the phone Kansas Representative Richard Prell.
On Tuesday of this week, the Labette County Farm Bureau held its annual meeting in Labette County. And Senator Goddard and I attended that. It was in Aldemont. They always have a good turnout, and it's always a good evening. That day, prior to that, I am a Lions member, and of course, most people are aware that Lions are dedicated to helping with sight. And so we spent a full day going to the different schools in USD 506, which is Aldemont and Mound Valley and Bartlett. Anyway, we went, and they have a neat little machine that just handheld that you can get a child to look into, and it will give you an idea if they have astigmatism or a lazy eye, or if they have some eye problems that they need to be referred to, you know, to their eye doctor. And we tested a lot of children that day, and what a neat experience that is. And we found a number of children that will be referred on to their eye doctor. And you know, it's really difficult for a child to learn very well if they can't see properly. So I was really pleased to be able to spend the time doing that day. Unfortunately, I couldn't go the next day. I had a meeting in Topeka, which was it's a KDOT Oversight Advisory Council. KDOT's gone all around the state and taken a look at what people are thinking that our needs for their roads and bridges and airports and railroads and this type of thing. And so this is an oversight committee that assists KDOT in going over those recommendations. So did that. And then that evening went over to Manhattan and had a I sit on the Kansas Turnpike Board. We had a board meeting at 4 o'clock, and then that evening, the Kansas Motor Carriers Association, they're having their annual meeting there, and the Turnpike hosts them for a reception, and it's always good to see all the truckers and visit with a number of them. You know, we have about 60,000 truckers in the state of Kansas, and when you look at it nationwide, I think there's about 3.4 million truckers, men and women, and they're who they move a lot of our products from one place to another, so that we have them available. So we always enjoy doing that. Next week on Tuesday, Tuesday evening, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau they're having their annual meeting, and it will be in Cherryvale. I believe it's at 6:30 and at the Catholic Parish Hall, and I'm looking forward to attending that. Earlier in the day, Secretary of KDOT Lorenz will be down, and we're just going to have a one-on-one meeting about what we might look at in the legislature next year that KDOT might need. So just spend some time with her and looking forward to that. I'm willing to visit about anything. If you have any questions, let's talk about it.
All right. Well, one of the things I did want to ask, I know the legislature doesn't reconvene again till January, but however, I was wanting to know, is there anything that you may be currently kind of working on or working with somebody else on to maybe get maybe a bill or something for the next legislative session?
Yes, actually I am. I sit on a committee that it's a committee that's working on the stop arm for buses. You know, when a bus stops to pick up children, or there's an arm that comes out, says stop, and then all the lights are flashing, and we've got a major problem in people just going ahead and passing the bus, or if they're meeting it, thinking they don't need to stop, so they just keep right on going. And we're working on some proposed legislation that I think would hopefully help in that area. You know, we've been fortunate. We haven't had a child killed in that area. We have had some injured, but unfortunately, it's probably just a matter of time if we don't get a handle on it. And you know, it's so easy to just stop and wait. But I know people are in a hurry or they're thinking about other things, and there's been a real push to get people to just think about it, so that hopefully that is helping. But we are have revisers working on some proposed legislation at this point in time.
Yeah, that's that seems to be an issue nowadays, because a lot of people, they're kind of distracted driving. Some people are, you know, they're not really even paying attention to the road. They're looking at their phone, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, they're looking at that phone.
Yep, and yes, and luckily, I'm not one of the people that does that. I have my phone set up. And it's usually just on the little thing, and it's where I'm going. It's if I'm going somewhere, it's basically my GPS. Otherwise, that phone goes into the glove compartment, because there's no need for me to have it otherwise. Have it out otherwise.
I admire you for that, and I commend you for that. And I wish more people would take that philosophy.
Yeah, it's like one of the things I've always said. It's like, you know, that text can wait. I mean, if somebody sends you a text, they can wait. So it's
yes, they can. I remember I took a phone call one time and pulled to the edge of the way over on the shoulder, and I mean way over it. And pretty soon, a police officer stopped and said, "What are you doing stopped here?" And I said, "Well, I stopped to take a call." He said, "Oh." That's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. That way, you're not a danger to yourself or others out there. I've done that before where I pulled off. I haven't had a cop come up behind me, but I pulled off to take a call just to be safe. I've working on getting a hands-free unit where I can just punch one button and talk. But still, though, it's still kind of distractive when you're driving and talking to somebody. I'd rather have my 100%, 100% concentration on the road. So,
absolutely.
Okay. Are there any other kind of bills that may be coming out in this legislative session? Again, like I said, you guys don't reconvene until the 13th of January of next year.
An issue that I'm sure we're going to be hearing about and having a lot of committee hearings on this year is this vaping. They're finding that there are some real health issues with that, and so I think it will be an issue this year and probably be addressed.
Absolutely. That is kind of blown up. In fact, there have been several people in Kansas that have been harmed by the vaping, and so that's what's going on with that. That's kind of a new thing that's going to be it's gone national already. So it's already a big issue. So luckily, it sounds like you guys are going to be jumping on it as soon as the session reconvenes.
I believe that's true. Yes, I do.
Okay, well, Mr. Perrell, I thank you very much for coming on today and talking about all the great things that you're doing while session is out, and also the things that you're going to be working on when session reconvenes on January 13th. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a safe weekend.
All right, and you have a safe weekend too, Mr. Perrell. All right, that was Richard Perrell, representative for Kansas, for the state of Kansas. You're listening to the Mighty KGGF.
Words of hope and inspiration. Tune in for the Lutheran Hour Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
This is Pastor Tony Fields of St. Paul's Lutheran Church right here in Coffeyville, Kansas, on the corners of 9th and Spruce. We invite you to listen to the Lutheran Hour Sundays at 7 a.m., brought to you in partnership with Trinity Lutheran Church of Caney, Kansas, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. May Jesus Christ bless your day.